Masechet Brachot, chapter 9, page Nuntet Amud Bet, 59b. We're learning at the moment sugya for the brachot that we make in different situations, when we see different weather, different physical, earthly things that are going on, meteorological signs. So we got to rain. The Gemara taught us, the Mishnah taught us, that when a person sees rain, heavy rain, not just normal rain, but heavy rain, he would say, Baruch Atah B'Meitiv, blessed is the one that is good and does good. Then the Gemara came and said, no, we have a different opinion, says the Gemara. We saw the opinions there. We say, no, Modim Anachnu Lach Al Kol Tipa V'Tipa. We bless you, we thank you, Hashem, for every drop and every drop. So then the Gemara asked the question, so what's going on here? There's two different versions, of two different explanations for what bracha you say. Which one do you say? So we looked at potential resolutions to that problem. We had different resolutions suggesting maybe one you say when it's light rain, one when it's heavy rain, one when you own a field, one when you don't own a field, one if you own the field in partnership, and the other if you don't own the field in partnership. Why? The difference between that last one borders into a new rule. The last attempt at solving it said that if you own the field in partnership, you say Baruch Atah B'Meitiv. But if you own the field by yourself and it rains, you only say Shachol. Not Shachol. You say, sorry, Shechianu. And the Gemara explained why. Because we see there's a difference that when something affects is good for more than one person, we say Baruch Atah B'Meitiv. But where it's good only for you, we say Shechianu. So that's the intro to where we're holding in the Gemara. The Gemara is now still trying to discover whether that rule that we've just stated, the rule that says that if there are plural, many people, you say Baruch Atah B'Meitiv, and if it's good only for you personally, you say Shechianu, whether that rule is strong or whether we can challenge it. Gemara tries to show maybe that there are places, other brightot, where that doesn't apply. And we're going to see whether or not the Gemara can successfully challenge that rule, or whether that rule holds good in all situations. So, we are now at the bottom of 59b, Nuntet Amud Bet. And we'll go from the two dots, which are three lines up. Bana bayit chadash. If a person built a new house, bekana kelim chadashim, or acquired, bought new clothes, he should say the brocha shechiah. So that's the bit we're going to discuss now. We're going to see if there's a dispute between Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan. We're going to have to look at this dispute carefully. We're going to have to use the board as well. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna said the following. Lo Shanu, they didn't teach this statement that if a person, we're going to stick with the clothes, but the person who bought new clothes, right, he says Shechianu. So the Lo Shanu, they didn't teach this rule. She'ein lo Ela She'ein lo Kiyotse Bahim. Rav Huna says they only taught this rule where the person did not already have similar ones. So what does it mean? Here they already had them. We're going to see from Rav Huna he's talking about not where he bought them, but where he already had them. So he was given them as a gift or an inheritance. He already had new clothes. Let's stick with an example of buying a new suit. Does a person make a bracha of Shechianu on buying a new suit? So that's the argument between Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan. So Rav Huna says this only applies, meaning he makes a bracha of Shechianu, only applies where he doesn't previously have clothes similar to these. He doesn't already have a suit. He never had a suit in his life. first time he ever went to buy a suit. You can say Shechian. That's what Rav Huna says. But Rav Huna says, if you already had a suit, even if it was a gift from someone else, his mum bought him a suit for his bar mitzvah, and now he's earning money, he can buy himself a suit. So then he wouldn't say the bracha, because he already has something similar. Rav Huna says, where you already have something similar, you don't make the bracha of Shechian. Okay? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afilu Yeshlok Yotse Bahen Sarif Lavera. Rabbi Yochanan says, even if he does have similar clothes to them, he would make a bracha. Right, now that seems simple, but it's not so simple. So we're going to write it up because we're going to see it's not actually simple at all. Rav Huna says, if you already have the same item, do not make Shechian. Rav Nachman, Rav Yochanan, Rav Nachman, I'm going to question. It's everywhere. Rav Yochanan, he says, if you already have the same item, you do make Shechian. Okay, so it seems simple so far. That's so far. Okay, we're talking about here where he already has it, meaning he got it, not he bought it. We're going to see later on there's a difference if he bought it. Here we're talking about where he had it already. He had it as a gift, or he inherited it. He had it as a gift, let's say. The first top. So far, so good. Next. McLeod, Dechi, Kana, V'chaza, V'kana. From here, the Gemara says, we can infer a law. From that rule, I can infer the following. What can I infer? Divrei HaKol, that everyone agrees. Sorry. Miklal Dechi, Kana, V'chaza, V'kana. If he bought it, and then he went and bought it again, everyone would agree that you don't make a bracha. Right? What are we saying? Here we say, if you already had it, right? Here, that means from a gift. Right? If you already had it from a gift, same thing there. Okay, if you already had it from a gift, and then you bought a new item, that's the dispute. They're talking about where you already had it as a gift. So therefore, Gemara concludes, if a person bought first item, then bought same item again, by the same type of item again, both agree Both agree, do not make shefer yad. Okay, that's what the Gemara is saying. We're going to change all of this in a minute, so we need to get this in our heads.
Now, how are they working at the logic on that?
Okay, you offer me a great question. How are they working the logic on that? So what have we said? So we're saying that the dispute is where they had it as a gift. Right, so what's the logic? What's the spara? If I already had something as a gift given to me, so when I get to buy it myself, I'm very happy. It's something new that I can buy it of my own accord. Even if it's a car, my parents gave me my first car as a gift. But when I get to buy my own new car myself, that's a big event for me. Right? So the fact that I was given it means that that when I go and buy it, there's still enough happiness. It's something new. It's something mamash really new for me. But if I bought it the first time and then I come to buy it the second time, then it's not so new.
Because for gift, they buy it for themselves. Feel it in the card.
If I bought it for myself?
Yes, so I bought the card.
But it's still reality. The reality is, I'm very happy when I buy it myself. I'm not a tzaddik that doesn't, that just everything's
my shame. Yes, you fake these things.
What?
I was. Wrong thinking, you won't break this, the way I bought this, no. I did this, now you start with this.
Right, you're right. I won't give, I buy
for myself, I don't need it.
Right. So, you're right. So, the question that Gemara is dealing with is, why are they arguing about if you already had the item? Must be that that's where the dispute is. Must be that that's what the dispute between Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan is, only in the case of where you already had the item. Because the Gemara doesn't say, if you had it, this is what I think. But if you bought it, this is what I think. And the other one says, no, if you had it, this is what I think. And if you bought it, this is what I think. They only argue about one type, one occasion. What situation? What's that situation? We already had it. Gemara infers from there that that's the only situation they argue about. It must be that where you bought it first and then bought it the second time, they both agree, because otherwise they would have stated the argument. So what must be the rule? So the Gemara says, you know what? The rule must be, if they both agree, they both must agree that you don't make the shechiyah. Right? Because because if you already have, because Rav Huna says, if you already have the same item, you don't make it.
Yeah, when it was a gift.
Right, when it was a gift. So for sure, if you bought it the first time, your second time is not happy, is not special. If your second time is not special here, then for sure it's not special when you bought it the first time, right?
But because. What about the Shekhianu in reverse? Namely, you're thanking Hashem, and you're happy that you have the income to be able to buy it.
Correct. Yes. So that would be a good reason to say Shekhianu when you buy it. But Rav Huna says, even though that's a good reason, it's not good enough. If I've already got the item and I'm just buying a second one. Right, we're coming from the idea that the second time you buy the same thing, it's not such a big deal.
But it should be.
Well, it is, but he's saying not enough to make a bracha. Right, a bracha shekhianu we don't make every day. You don't make a bracha just because you're happy. Oh, this is a really good steak, I think I'll make a shekhianu on it. No. Right? have to make a profit has to be something specific, right? When you have the law looks at the rent, that's a big thing. So Rabbanan wants to limit it to say no. As the only occasion where you make it is you don't make it if you bought the same, if you've got the same item, you've got it already. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you would if you bought it the second time. Then the fact that you bought it is a new thing for you. So even though you do have one, I agree that you make the shechianu. Even though you do have one, but they both would agree. The Gemara says that if they bought it originally, and it comes to the second purchase, that no one would, neither of them would make a shechianu. So that's the first ruling of the Gemara. The Gemara is now going to come and change things. Okay? With an Ikar d'Amre. What's an Ikar d'Amre? Ikar d'Amre means a different version.
So we're now on 68
at the top. So Ikar d'Amre literally means there are those that say. But there are those that say different. There are those that say it's a different version, not the brighter that we just written up on the board, a different version. So let's see now the different version that other people say was actually the argument between Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan. Ikar d'Amre, Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna said as follows: Lo shanu, they didn't teach the law about making shechianu. Ela shelo kana v'chaza v'kana. Only where one has not bought and then returned and bought it again. But if he bought and then went and bought again, he doesn't need to say the bracha. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afilu kana v'chaza v'kana tzarech levarech. Even if he did buy and returned and he bought it again, he should recite the bracha. So let's see now a difference in the second writer. So the second writer says, Rav Huna's opinion is slight, is as follows actually. Rav Huna's opinion doesn't change, obviously. Rav Huna's opinion is the same, but he just expresses it in different terms. Rav Huna says that when, let's read Rav Huna again. Rav Huna says, Lo shanu, they didn't teach. What did they teach? They didn't teach what it said in the Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said that if a person buys new clothes, he makes a shechianu. So Rav Huna comes along and says, what does it mean that the Mishnah says if people buy new clothes, they make a shechianu? Lo shanu ela, they only taught this in the case of where he didn't go back and buy the same thing again. Meaning he didn't buy the first one. Meaning you say the bracha shechianu only where you didn't buy the first time. Right? Where you got given it as a gift. If you bought it the first time, you don't say shechianu. Only if you got given it as a gift the first time, do you make a shechianu. Right? In the words of the Gemara here, where you didn't buy and buy again. If you didn't do that, you make a shechianu on the second one. But if you did do that, then you don't make a shechianu. Right? So the case where you would make a shechianu, then according to Rav Huna, is where you didn't buy twice. Meaning, you only bought once. You only bought the second time. So Rav Huna says, you make shechianu if you bought after receiving as a gift. If you bought something after you already received it as a gift, then you make shechianu. But if you originally bought it. No share fianu on second purchase. Okay, does that make sense? Right. So let's just stop with that before we get to Rav Yochanan. Let's just see the difference. So Rav, in the first case, Rav Yochanan was saying, if you already had it and then you bought it, you don't make a shechian. But here Rav Yochanan is saying, if you do, if you already bought it, no, sorry, if you already had it,
you make shechian.
You make shechian on the second purchase, on when you.
No, when you not make it on the first.
Okay. Yeah, when you didn't make it on the first, because you then you make it on the second. Although we don't know if you said it on the first or not. Maybe you also said it on the first. He doesn't say anything about the first. The first time you got it as a gift, and normally you would make a shechianu even on a gift.
Right, but he doesn't say that.
He doesn't talk about it. But the assumption is that he did make the first. He did make the first shechianu. When he got it originally, he made a first shechianu. It's not talked about here because it's not the bit that they're arguing about, but we're assuming that he did. So Rav Kunet now is saying that you make a shechianu if you bought it second time. Third. Right. Rav Yochanan also has a different opinion in this second version. Right? This is the same version of what they actually were arguing about. Second version. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afilu Kana v'Chazav Kana Sarich Levarech. Even if he bought it and then bought it again, he needs to buy. Even buying twice, still make Shehechianu. Right. So Rabbi Yochanan's clear. He's much more clear on his opinion. He always makes a shechianu, even if you bought it. Even if you bought it first time, second time, doesn't matter. Right? So which clearly goes against that. Right? The Gemara says everyone agrees here that nobody makes it. Yeah. Right? And Rabbi Yochanan said, if you already had the same, we don't know what his opinion was, but we assume it was different. If you already had it, you do make a shechianu. But that's what he's talking about as a gift. Here he's talking about where you bought it twice. Mm. We assume that his opinion over here is that if he'd bought it twice, he wouldn't have made a bracha. He only made a bracha here, he only made shechianu because it was a gift before, not where he bought it before.
But now we say old time.
Now, this is a different version. Yeah. It's a different version. Now the Gemara says that this is a different understanding of the dispute. And this is version one. This is version 2, right? And so far the Gemara doesn't know which version is correct. Right? We heard two different possible understandings of the dispute, and we don't know which one's right. We're going to have to see which one it appears to be correct or not.
Does Rashi say anything?
No, not this relevant. This can help us right now. Okay, so now the Gemara says, so we've got another part left of this version, which is what? Which is a conclusion. Gemara also makes a conclusion from these two statements. Miklal dechi, from here we can derive, yesh lo kana, if he had it already, v'kana, meaning he had it already as a gift, and then he bought, hakol, divrei hakol, sarich levarech. Everyone would say, you need to make a book. So here, the Gemara concludes differently. The Gemara concludes both would agree if received as a gift, then bought himself. They both agree. Made shechianu. Mm. Yofi. Two different opinions about Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Huna. Now, having got those two different opinions, we're going to try and see whether they make sense, whether we can argue against one of them and see if one of those versions is more likely to be correct. Good morning, Gedalia. Yofi. Meitzve. We're going to challenge the second version. We're going to challenge the second version. Bezrat Hashem. We're going to try and do that. With a brighter. What did it say in the brighter? Bana bayit chadash. Person built a new house. The ein lo kiyot sefer. And he doesn't have one similar to it. Or kana kelim chadashim. He bought new clothes. The ein lo kiyot sefer. And he didn't already have them. When it says he didn't already have them, it means as a gift. It's not talking about he already bought them, because otherwise it would say bought. He already has them. So if he bought something new and he didn't already have it, which is
as gift, not new, that was used before?
Doesn't matter. We're not talking about whether something was new. We're only talking about something that was new to me. So even if I buy something in a second-hand shop, I still make a chef piano because it's new for me. It's not relevant. It's if it's new for me. If I go and buy a suit from a second-hand shop, it's already been used, I still make a chef piano.
So like,
it doesn't matter if it's been used or not. So when I get a gift, I still make a shechianu. No, he's only talking about the second time. If he bought it, and he didn't have one.
In the Mishnah, they say, you get a gift, you're not Mishnah.
No, don't say that. Where do you say that?
If you already
and the second time, if you already have it, then what do you do the second time? We're only looking at the second time now. We're not looking at the first. So here, this new brighter says, what happens in the case? So this is brighter. Brighter is now dealing with the same case. The case of where you already had it, and then you went and bought a new one. Do you make a bracha on the second one? So let's see what this brighter says. Sarich labarech. The brighter says you need to make a bracha. Yesh lo kiyotzei bahem. The beginning of the brighter says, if you built a house or you bought new clothes and you don't have already like them, right? So it's your first time. Then you make a shechianu. Right? No one's going to argue with that. Simple. But then it says, Yesh lo kiyotzei bahem, if you already have something like that, the same thing, Ein sarich lebarech, you don't need to make a bracha, right, when you built the second, when you already have it. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's what Rabbi Meir says. Rabbi Yehuda omer, ben kach or ben kach sarich lebarech. Literally between this and between this, you need to make a bracha. Means in either case, meaning in the first case of the brighter or the second case, whether or not it was the first time you already had it, whether or not you didn't already have it, you make a bracha. So we see a dispute here between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir that appears to be very similar to the dispute between Rabbi Huna and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Meir says, you don't make a bracha on the second occasion. Rabbi Yehuda says you do. Who does that go like? Does that go like version 1 or version 2 of our original writer? Rabbi Meir says, if you already have the item, you don't make the bracha. That goes like
Rabbi Rav Huna.
Rav Huna, correct. And Rabbi Yehuda says, you do make the bracha, and that goes like
Rabbi Yochanan.
Rabbi Yochanan. In which version of the brighter does that follow?
The first one.
The first one. Let's have a look. If you already have the same item, you do not make shachanu. If you already have the same item, you do make shachanu. That's like version two. Version one, correct. Like the first version. But the second version says, Rav Huna's opinion was that you would make a Shechianu. In the second version, Rav Huna would make a Shechianu if he already had the item. Rav Huna, in the second version, doesn't make a Shechianu only if he bought the item already the first time. But if he just got given it as a gift, and even Rav Huna makes a Shechianu on the second occasion. Therefore, it's not like this new brighter. Therefore, the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir seems to go like the first version. Seems to be a replica to say the same thing as the first version.
So I was right.
You were, very good. Okay. So the Gemara can now use that as an argument to say that the first version of the brighter was correct. That's the one we should follow. The second version is maybe wrong. Right, that's what the Gemara wants to try and show by bringing along this brighter, which works with the first version, but it doesn't work with the second version. Okay. So the Gemara says that now. What we just explained, the Gemara is now going to say. Gemara says as follows, same thing. Bishloma lelishna kama. It works fine for the lishna kama, the first version. Rav Huna ka Rabbi Meir. Rav Huna is like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yochanan ka Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yochanan is like Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Just like we said. Ela lelishna batra. But in the second version, Bishloma Rav Huna ka Rabbi Yehuda. It's fine that Rav Huna's version follows Rabbi Yehuda. Allah Rabbi Yochanan Da'amah Kaman. But what Rabbi Yochanan says, who is he like? The second version is stuck. Second version, we can fit in Rav Huna's opinion, but we can't fit in Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. Right, the new writer says, New writer says Rabbi Meir says make Shechianu if bought after a gift. Rabbi Yehuda make Shechianu if no, he says he doesn't make it. You don't make, sorry. Don't make Shechianu if you bought after gift. Rabbi Yehuda says you make Shechianu even if bought after a gift. Right? So Rabbi Meir will give him one star and will give him two stars. Right? Rabbi Meir is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Shafir, even if you bought it, is like Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Meir, you don't make Shechianu if you bought it. after a game. Right? So they match up very nicely. Right? Rav Meir goes to Rav Hona, and Rav Yehuda goes to Rav Yohanan. They're the same thing. Right? It's identical. But what about this? So that one, that's fine. Tick. Yofi, that works. Very nice. Works very nicely. But what about this? So he was saying, Rabbi Meir, you don't make Shechianu. Hold on. You make Shechianu if you bought it after receiving it as a gift. You make Shechianu if you bought it. He says you don't make Shechianu. But Rabbi Huda says you do. So Rabbi Huda now comes to Rabbi Huda.
Rabbi Huda says, make Shechianu after a gift.
Rabbi Huna says you make Shechianu if you made it after, if you bought it after a gift.
Yeah.
Right, which is the same as Rabbi Huna. Yeah. In this, so here they switched it because here Rabbi Huna was like Rabbi Meir, but now Rabbi Huna is like Rabbi Huna. But then we're stuck because this one we can do, but this one we're left with Rabbi.
No.
You don't make it, so it doesn't work. So that's the problem, the Gemara says. The Gemara says,
so
in this new writer...
So now Rabbi Huda become Huna in the second version.
Yeah, the second version. But in the second version, we can't fit Rabbi Yochanan in it. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
So it means that... So it means that now we've got a problem. So it looks like, so far, it looks like that this version 1 is good, and this version 2 is maybe wrong. Right? It's the same. It's not that they said both. It's only one or the other. The question is, which one did they say? We don't know. I've heard two opinions. Someone says it says like this. Someone says it went like that. I think your phone was ringing the bell.
Oh,
I thought you were your phone.
Oh, sorry.
No. I just say what you've done. So maybe so far the Gemara is saying, no, this is not true. Must be that this opinion is good. Okay. So far, your thing. So Rabbi Yochanan, we don't know what to do with Rabbi Yochanan. Right? Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Kaman. Who is like Rabbi Yochanan like? Lok Rabbi Meir, but Lok Rabbi Yehuda, he's not like Rabbi Meir, and he's not like Rabbi Yehuda. Right, Rabbi Yochanan, we can't fit him anyway. So that doesn't seem to work. Version 2 seems to be a problem. But now Rabbi Yochanan's going to defend himself. Amar lecha Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan could tell you as follows. Rabbi Yochanan could say, no, wait. Everything's still good. Why? I'm going to explain to you. Who had din le Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yochanan could say, this is the law according to Rabbi Yehuda. My version, Rabbi Yochanan could say, is the law even according to Rabbi Yehuda. What? Kana v'chaza v'kana, nami sarich v'darech. If he bought, and he went and bought again, bought both occasions, he would still have to make a bracha. Rabbi Yochanan can say to you, even buying twice, you still make a shechianu. Rabbi Yochanan can say to you, no, that is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda can say, the Rabbi Yehuda agrees with it.
You make a shechianu
even if you bought it after a gift.
Yeah, you can buy it after you buy the second.
So Rabbi Yochanan is saying that he is also Rabbi Yehuda. In the case of Rabbi Yehuda, he said even if you bought it after a gift. Meaning, what's the case here? The case in this writer is a different case. Case in this writer is he got it first as a gift, and then the second time he went and bought it. And Rabbi Yehuda says the second time when you buy it, you make a shechianu. But Rabbi Yochanan says even if in this writer, even if you bought it twice, you bought it and then you bought it again, you still make shechianu. And Rabbi Yochanan says Rabbi Yehuda agrees with me. I'm not fighting. I am actually the same as Rabbi Yehuda. It does work. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is like me. You can go, you can put the two stars here and say, no, Rabbi Yehuda is the same thing. He's not arguing. Okay. V'hadaka miflagi, and that which they argued about, but Yesh Lo Kana, where he already had it, and then he bought it. The fact that the new writer was talking about the case where he first had it and then he bought it, and they weren't talking about the case where he bought it twice. So the Gemara wants to explain why it was only talking about there, if they're really the same, and why doesn't it mention also the case of buying twice to show you it's the same. The Gemara says, no, the reason why it was only talking about where you first had it and then you bought it, why? Lohodiach, to teach you something you wouldn't have otherwise known. To teach you what? Kocha divrei Rabbi Meir. To teach you the strength of Rabbi Meir's opinion. What's the strength of his opinion? That even though you didn't buy it the first time, but you were given it as a gift, and then you bought it, you don't make a bracha. If we were talking about the case where you bought it twice, I wouldn't have realized Rabbi Meir's opinion was so strong that he doesn't make a bracha, he doesn't make a shekiah, even in a case where the first time he got it, he didn't buy it. It was given to him as a gift. Even now he buys it himself for the first time I'm ever buying myself a new car, a new suit. I don't make a shekiah because I've already got it. And that's the strength of Rabbi Meir's opinion. He's so strong, I'm not making a bracha, even if it's the first time I buy it myself. Yeah. That's why the Gemara didn't talk about what you do after the second time buying it, because he wanted to teach me the strength of Rabbi Meir's opinion. V'kol shechen, says the Gemara, kana v'chazer v'kana, de'en tzarech v'barech. And therefore, it's obvious, says the Gemara, the koshechen, the way you bought it, and then you went and bought it the second time, that Rabbi Meir wouldn't make a blessing. Rabbi Meir says, you don't make a blessing where you already have it, and then you go back, and then you buy it for the first time. So for sure, if you don't make a shechianu then, and you for sure you don't make it a shechianu when you're buying it the second time. Right? So the Gemara wants to say, it's implicit in the Braita. The fact that the Braita only spoke about this situation, didn't talk about where you buy it twice, because it's obvious. If you don't make it after your first time buying, for sure you don't make it after your second time buying. Therefore, I didn't need to talk about it. It's implicit, and therefore, it helps support the view that, no, it's the same as Rabbi Yochanan. It just didn't write it, but it didn't need to write it. There's a reason why the Gemara didn't write it exactly the same. In order to teach me the strength of Rabbi Meir's opinion, that's why I wrote it in the situation where he'd already had it as a gift, and I didn't give you the case. Why didn't I give you the case where you bought it twice, if it's the same as Rabbi Yochanan? Because I didn't need to. It's obvious. If after the first occasion I don't buy it, for sure after the second occasion I don't make it. But the Braita challenged that. Said, wait a minute. Upligu b'kana v'chaza b'kana de'ein tzarich l'barech. So the Gemara says, yeah, but I could argue against you. You've told me that you gave me the situation of where he was given it as a gift, and then he bought it for the first time. And you told me that situation because you wanted to teach me Rabbi Meir's opinion was so strong, he doesn't make a bracha. But why didn't the Gemara, why didn't the Braita write it in the way of where he had bought it the first time, and then he had bought it the second time, and then it will come to teach you the strength of the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda? Right? Then you would have learned that Rabbi Yehuda says, even after you bought it the first time, and even after you bought it the second time, you still make a shechianu. Then I would have learned the strength of Rabbi Yehuda. So don't tell me that you are giving me this big chiddush about Rabbi Meir, which is true, it was a big chiddush, to learn how powerful he was. If you write it the other way, where you bought it and then you bought it, I would have learned the strength of Rabbi Yehuda instead. And that's also a good way of writing a writer. That's also teaching me. Maybe the Gemara, well, the Braita could have taught me both. So that can't be the reason why you wrote it in that situation. Because pick the other side and also write it in that situation, in the opposite situation, and then you're going to learn the same thing. Like the other one is also strong, right? So the Gemara answers and says, no, my first opinion was correct. Koach de hetera adifle. The power of the heter, of the permission, is adif, is preferable. What does it mean? The power of the permission is preferable. It means you're right. The brighter could have been written in both ways. The brighter could have been written in the way it was written, where the situation was that he gathered as a gift and then he bought it. Or the writer could be written in that other way you said, where he bought it and then he bought it again. And then if it wrote it the first way, like we have it, and it teaches me about Rabbi Meir's opinion, how strong it is. And if you wrote it the second way you said, so it would have taught me about Rabbi Yehuda. But you know what? The reason why we wrote it this way and not the second way is because this way I learned the strength of the heter. But if I wrote it the second way, I would have learned the strength of the chumrah. Right? I would have learned the strength of Rabbi Yehuda, who's very strict. But this way, I learned the strength of Rabbi Meir, who's very lenient. And it's better, the Gemara says, if you've got a choice to learn out a strict rule or a lenient rule. And it's better to learn out, adif, it's preferable, to learn out the lenient rule. If there's one way that you can express the brighter, you're only going to write it one way. And you have to choose, are we going to write the brighter that we're talking about a situation where they first had it as a gift and then he bought it? Or can we can write the same brighter, we can talk about he bought it and then he bought it again. One way you're going to learn the strength of one opinion, and the other way you're going to learn the strength of the other opinion. Gemara says it's much better to learn the strength of the opinion, which is a heter, which is the lenient side, rather than learning out the stringent side.
What is the logic behind
of that? Good question. So the reason is because the Gemara, meaning Hashem, wants to teach us the power of a leniency. Hashem doesn't want us to be strict and machmir and make ourselves have to go to stringencies. It would rather show us all the leniencies. Even in this situation, you can be lenient. And not tell you that even in this situation, you have to be strict. If you've got the choice, much better, says Hashem, says the Gemara, I want to teach you how the lenient side. The strength, the power of the leniency, that even in this situation, you can be lenient. Much better to teach you that than to teach you a stringency that when you're in this situation, even here, you have to be stringent. Hashkofik. It's a hashkofik point from the Gemara's teaching us the power of leniency is much more powerful and more important to learn than the power of being stringent. Yofi. I think we'll go to there. The Gemara is now going to say, just to give you the thought in your mind, so that you can see, why is this a stringency and why is this a leniency? It's what I left, I didn't discuss, and say, why is this lenient, why is this stringent? The Gemara is going to check that and say, wait a minute, is this stringent, is this lenient? Are you sure? So, Be'ezrat Hashem, we'll see that tomorrow.
So, we are now on 60A.
60.